from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. Powerful political figures in Washington are coming to the defense of embattled U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, rebuking President Donald Trump for his days of complaints about the country's top law enforcement official. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talked to NBC News on Thursday about the consequences of Trump firing Sessions, who was a Senate colleague of Graham's until Trump tapped him as Attorney General.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee sent a pretty chilling tweet yesterday. There will be no confirmation hearing for a new attorney general in 2017. If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay.
Trump has vented his anger on Sessions, an early supporter of his presidential campaign, for removing himself from oversight of the Justice Department's investigation of Russia's interference in last year's election. But that in turn led Sessions' deputy to name a special prosecutor, former Federal Bureau of Investigation Chief Robert Mueller, to conduct a criminal investigation of possible Trump campaign collusion with Moscow aimed at helping Trump win. Simmering White House tensions broke into the open Thursday as President Trump's new communications chief, Anthony Scaramucci, denounced those who leak damaging and embarrassing information about the administration by beginning a searing, coarsely worded campaign aimed at his internal rivals. Scaramucci denounced the president's chief of staff and chief strategist in a profanity-filled interview with the New Yorker magazine, which was published online on Thursday. You're listening to VOA News. The top U.S. military officer, Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford, says there's been no change yet to the military's policy on transgender personnel, despite President Trump's announcement on Twitter that they will be banned from serving in any capacity. Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army General Mark A. Milley told reporters Thursday that he's not yet received any implementation guidance on a directive that no transgender personnel should be in the U.S. Armed Forces.
The entire force, the entire chain of command will, always has, will today and will tomorrow and always should treat every single soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, Coast Guard with dignity and respect.
In a string of Twitter comments, Trump Wednesday said that after consulting with generals and military experts, he was ordering the armed forces to stop accepting transgender recruits. An Iraqi army division trained by the U.S. military allegedly assassinated several dozen prisoners in the final days of battle to recapture Mosul's old city from Islamic State. Ilar Sega reports.
Human Rights Watch is urging the U.S. to end support for the Iraqi Army's 16th Division, pending a probe into what it believes are war crimes. The organization said the alleged executions were witnessed by two international observers. The observers said they saw a group of Iraqi soldiers who identified themselves as members of the 16th Division take four naked men down an alley and then heard gunshots. The observer said the soldiers informed them the prisoners were IS fighters. IS lost control of the old city after 9 months of fighting with Iraqi forces who are supported by a U.S.-led coalition. Iraq has vowed to investigate earlier allegations of abuse and take appropriate action against those responsible. Millar Sega, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he does not plan to step down as head of the State Department. While meeting with the foreign minister of Qatar, Tillerson said he will stay on as long as President Trump lets him.
I'm not going anywhere.
How long will you stay for?
As long as the president lets me.
How's your relationship with the president right now?
It's good.
Recent reports had been swirling that Tillerson's relationship with the White House was strained because of differences. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration is boosting security measures by requiring any carry-on electronics larger than a cell phone to be screened separately at airports in the U.S. Security officers will ask travelers to take all larger devices out of their bag and put them in a bin by themselves, similar to screening of most travelers' laptops. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.